Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Only things to want, one more one. Only car to want, catch a good job. Banana, banana. I'm the life, oh, me for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a player, I'm a player. 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 Damn, you are hot, eh? Still feeling cold, eh? Summer in the cup, eh? Hello, hello. Papa me fapo, papa me shayo. 2-4-7-2. Ah, 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 ah. Oh, baby, soro, funi, soro, papo. Yaro, no, yaro, fije, fati, yo. Salimani, wami, no, kosi, fati, yo.
Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Saturday breakfast show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Saturday breakfast show. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturdays.
And you guys are good.
You want some?
Saturday breakfast show. On Radio Africana.
Good morning, Manchester.
Wake up, guys. Wake up. Wake up. You know how we do it at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. So I need you guys to actually open your eyes. Well, it's Saturday morning and you already know what time it is. It's Saturday breakfast show with Tipsy, your favorite girly. Guys, if you are still in bed, I'm judging you because I woke up, took my bath, came down to radio, and you're still in bed. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. You need to get up. But yeah, we're here to wake you up properly. You know how we do on Saturday breakfast show? Afro vibes, learning new stuff, playing serious gbedu, serious jam, you know, to keep you awake. Well, guys, on a more serious note, how has your week been? How have you guys been? You know, I just want to hear everything. I will tell you how my week has been, like I usually do. Week has been great. My week has been amazing. Full of ups and downs, I would say. Just 5 days. And it went real quick. It went real fast. Real, real quick. Real fast. But my week has been full of ups and downs. It's been busy. I've had quiet days. And yesterday was like what topped it for me. I just got to realize that I work with amazing people. People that really, really, really has my best interest at heart. You know, it's good to be in an environment where you work with people that care so much about you. Yeah. That's what I realized yesterday. Well, in a nutshell, in conclusion, I had the best week so far. I had an amazing week, and I hope you guys did. And I would like to hear how your week was. But I feel a bit tired, Sha. You know now, are we really Nigerians if we talk and we don't push Sha? Eh, guys? Well, I'll be playing nice tunes for you guys back to back before I unveil what I'll be discussing this morning on the show and who I will be having this conversation with as well. It's still Saturday Breakfast Show with Tipsy on Radio Africana. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
All of my guys on the team, it's me, everybody anima. Who be that girl with the shake and keep it for back me and one tie like a whether the keep in a real or fake, I bet just the back come. How you go send me money, then I spend the money, then you gon' take back come. You know, since I never see a guy, the rock, I bet not they match up. You will be area boy, they do my things, I can see you, see you, see you. I go prove to them, say somebody bad, somebody wicked. I go do my best to make all of them vex. Don't come multi for my set, I don't hit that set. I can put the game for recess. Say you want to keep us a big jump fence.
Ozeba, 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 Ozeba.
Boss of the medulla, tell all your friends that I ask you to ask them who's their daddy. H.I.M. I'm that nigga, I'm that nigga, that figure. I the best of it, the only thing we be make me the happy now you can be. Internet gas are that thing when you talk make you come from make you for it pretty. I go prove to them, say somebody bad, somebody wicked, I go do my best to make all of them vex. Don't go multi for my set, I don't intercept. Take it, put the game for recess. Say you want to keep us a big jump fence.
Ozeba, 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 Ozeba.
slowly adding up. Money on my mind.
Money, money, money.
Care what they're about me in particular.
Oh, call me, call me, call me.
Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know.
Oh, can't you see for me?
Oh, la, 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 be man, but my love. If you want to let Jacob alone, if you find anybody, no money, I want
to know.
They hear what the people they know. Want to get a shack, a little love. See love when I want to get another one, I go take and do it in a love. Sheshe, ubo sheshe,
omo idote ja shikele, mo fofaye, mo fofaye, sheye.
Mo la de mango mo lo,
oro
kota iti shomo lo. If you want to let Jacko malo, if you find anybody la money, I want
it. But
they hear what the people they do, want to get a shakele ti lo. See love when I wanna get another one, I go take and do it in a love.
If you're just tuning in, you're not wrong. In fact, you're very on point. Very on point. It's Saturday Breakfast Show, and like I said, I'll be giving you guys lovely jam on the show this morning. Well, listen, today, this weekend, Manchester is not playing. We are outside all of June. I know the weather has been like terrible. It's not been the best weather. We've got festivals, we've got live music, creative events happening in Manchester this month. We've got Sip and Paints, like so many events happening. I don't know why you're going to be stuck in bed this weekend in June in Manchester when there's so much going on in town. So if you're bored this weekend, that is your business because I have actually put you on. From big music festival like Park Live to creative workshop and live performances, there is a lot going on in town and the energy is high right now in the city and it's buzzing. So if you are bored, go outside and have fun. Well, today we're not just talking vibes, we're talking something deeper. And I'm not going to be doing it alone. I've got someone in the studio here with me. Have you ever looked at something, guys, and thought, wait, this is hot? Even with your food, like anything, any random thing at home, even with food. Because today's conversation is all about art, but not the boring classroom type. We're talking real life art. We're talking music, culture, fashion, you know, photography, storytelling. And we're talking you because you are hot as well. So guys, sit back, relax while we take you on this journey together. And I'll be introducing my guest as well. Hello, I'm not doing this by myself. I've got someone here in the studio. They want to hear you speak. Hi, Nonso, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound like, is this, are we doing this real life or are we acting a movie? I could see, guys, I wish you could see Nonso's face in the studio right now. He's feeling like, oh, is she really doing this? Are we really doing this?
Yeah, are we really doing this?
Do you want to be here right now? Because you look like you don't want to be.
I want to be.
Okay, that's good. Because I don't think I can do this by myself. Okay, so introduce yourself properly to the audience.
Okay, yeah, I'm Chinonso Okorie, a creative photographer.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. do mostly storytelling, street photography, architecture, stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you use photography to tell stories?
Yeah, basically. Photographic art.
What type of stories do you tell? Would like to know. We are nosy. Oh, on Saturday Breakfast Show, we're very nosy. My audience and I. Sorry. So what type of stories do you tell with photography? I know you said you mentioned street art.
Yeah.
Street photography.
Yeah. Basically, so people,
mm-hmm.
automobiles, because our streets are filled with cars and bikes and stuff.
Okay.
Then the architecture on the street as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we use all of that to tell stories with our pictures.
Why?
So we combine all of that.
Right. So why is that something that is of interest to you? I know people do photography a lot. We've seen lifestyle and all of sorts. And some people even do abstract. Why did you decide street photography before we go into what we're actually talking about today?
Moving to Manchester, living in a city like Manchester, I think street photography is perfect because of the aesthetics of the city.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you know what you can find every day is just nice.
Ooh.
And something that just stuck with me.
Right.
I tried the first time, I'm like, whoa, this is something I think I want to do.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, carving a niche for yourself is not like what every other photographer is into. Before you actually find someone just taking random pictures of street things, buildings and all, it's actually very rare. Everybody wants to go into photography and make fast money with it, especially birthday shoots and whatnot. So actually going into street photography is, I don't know. It's such a very big risk. Do you ever think that you could, you know, sell the pictures that you take or make money out of them, or in the long run, maybe in the nearest future or something?
Of course, we're doing it for the money too.
Right.
Yeah, and I think people have not just realized like that's a hidden hidden gold mine.
Ooh.
So yeah,
okay guys, it's putting us on this one. My guess is putting us on.
So people have not realized, you know, what they can get from that actually, because
okay,
apparently everybody likes art. Like almost everybody wants a frame in their wall.
True. So, yeah, everywhere. Offices, our homes.
Yeah, that's like a hidden gold mine that people have not just looked into yet.
Well, thank you for introducing yourself properly to us. Now we know who we have in the studio and we'll be talking act. Okay, let's start simple. Let's start gradually. When you hear art, what do you think? Like, what is art to you?
I would say expression of oneself.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, how you express yourself. Then art is like the foundation of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, foundation of everything in life.
So, with your definition, because that's like quite broad and elaborate. It sounds so simple, but it is broad in terms of you saying everything, like foundation of everything. Would you then say everyone is an artist? Because you say it's how we express ourselves.
Yes, I think everyone is an artist.
You think
that's
everyone.
What I think. Yeah.
That's what you think. So, you personally, are you an artist? I mean, true photography, whatnot, being a creative.
Yes, I am that.
You agree.
Okay.
So when did you personally realize art is part of like your life or identity as a person and as a creative as well?
It's been a while though. I started as a musician.
okay, interesting.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of music. Been playing the drums, been playing the instruments right from time.
What instruments did you play?
The drums.
Okay, yeah. Just drums. Okay. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
And a bit of the keyboard as well. So,
I've
been doing art stuff, DJing as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've been in the art world for some time now.
So, well, let's talk about the painting on the wall now.
Okay.
As an art painting on the wall. Like, is that something that you've ever ventured into? Is that something like you're drawn to? Do you like painting on the walls? Do you like image on the walls? Do you like abstract pictures?
When you say painting on the wall, how do you mean? Is it like graffiti?
Yeah, like, you know, when you walk past a wall and when you walk past the walls and you see like murals and graffitis, and you know, is this something that you're drawn to?
Yes, because I take pictures of that as well. So I take pictures of artworks.
Do you think you ever see yourself painting?
Yes, actually.
Oh, so you like to be an artist?
Yes.
I just feel like you are money. What's that English now? You push to borrow me. You are really drawn to money, because what are you looking for? Only you play drum, play keyboard, take picture.
Like, but the idea behind it is actually, you know, when I take my series, because I take series of pictures,
okay,
then I'll just find the one I like
the most
out of all of them and try to paint it as well.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to be asking you this question. I just want you to be aware ahead of the question.
Okay.
Are you doing all of this because it's something personally you like, or because of the money, or for both? Because some people say, oh, it's okay to like something and to do it for the money as well. And I completely agree. But are you more drawn to it, or is it because you feel like, oh, this is a very lucrative business and I need something to like make a substantial amount for myself?
I think both.
You think both? Yeah. You think, you're not sure?
Yeah, I think both.
You think? You need to be honest with us on this show. We're getting to know you. I think about both.
Because one, photography is not, I don't think photography is something you go into today and make money today. Especially with the kind of photography I'm doing.
Right.
You have to build an audience. You have, people would have to trust your work. And you have to mature in it, because the more you take, the better you become at it.
Huh.
So, yeah. So, but the money as well, because so I look at photographers and I'm like, why do you guys like being broke? Like, photographers, like, they don't treat photographers really well, you know.
And I mean, I get what you mean.
And photographers are so important in an occasion, because they keep your memories for you. Like, they preserve memories of the world. If the world decides to go down today, you know, it's photography that is actually going to be there to tell stories of what actually happened. So, like, I think they should treat photographers better. So, I'm also in it for the money, to show that photographers can actually make money.
Money,
as well.
That's good.
Yeah, both.
Do you think most of us pretend to understand art? Especially when you get to like a museum and you see people looking at art images and they're just stood there, you know, torching and just trying to like play along. Do you think like most of us actually pretend to understand art, or do you think we actually know what we are looking at?
I think playing along is still okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you play along, then maybe you're looking at it playing along, then you realize you actually pick up something from it.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I've gone to quite a few art exhibitions, and you don't see much people there. It's not what you expect. It's not like every other event. You just see few people, and then the kind of people you can tell from their outfit that they are really into art. They are art personified, I'll say it that way. Like, they know what they are coming for, and immediately they see a piece that strikes it for them, they purchase the piece. So you can tell that, oh, these people actually know what they're doing. Why you see some just come for the vibes and for the connection and just to meet people and, you know, take pictures and, yeah. So if I cook jollof rice very well, is that art or no?
I'll say it's art.
How?
Because
explain. Because you're trying to encourage me.
Art is actually creating. So when you cook a food, you created something from, you know, the...
You mean like making the African Nigerian food into cockroaches style and flower style?
Yeah, it's creating. And, you know, some people even like put stuffs on it to make it look nice.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I agree
with you.
So
I think it's art as well.
So every weekend when I cook jollof rice, I am actually at... artist, guys, period. Clock it. Clock it, guys. I'm an artist. I'm creating, just like my guests have said here in the studio. Are you guys catching it? Are you guys catching anything from what we've been discussing for the past few minutes now? Well, I've still got Nonso with me here in the studio. We're talking art and what art is, everything art is. And I hope you guys are catching the vibe. And also, I said everyone can be an artist in their own way. Well, guys, we'll continue the conversation, be it on your bed, running errands, taking your tea, whatever it is, cleaning. Stay tuned, stick locked down to Saturday Breakfast Show with Tipsy. I'll be right back.
For no reasons, they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king, you've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine.
Let me be your woman.
pleasure comes from pain. No money fall like rain. This thing they bust my grain. But it's all love. My affairs are easier to face. In the front of my head. Steady chasing my paper. Sipping my tail with no chase. My steps are guided by Jehovah. And my mama looking over. Yes, we are fighting in order. And that is the love of the land. Cause I stand strong. Baby, you no go minus. Baby, you are learning 9 plus. Big fish flow like the ocean. I'm a star strong. Baby, you need my back up. Baby, you are learning 9 plus. Baby, my mind the ocean.
Welcome back, guys. It's still Saturday Breakfast Show with Tipsy on Radio Africana. If you're just tuning in, you have missed Smosha. But don't worry, we're still here, still vibing, and still asking the important question. Questions like, is your outfit today art or is it just vibes? Guys, we're talking art, and I've got a guest here in the studio with me, Nonso. Hi, Nonso.
Hi.
How are you feeling in the studio today?
It's great. Good morning.
Are you in the heart mood or are you just vibing? Which one? Because we want to be sure which one you are in. What vibe you're feeling?
I'll say right now, vibing.
You're vibing. Okay. Well, let's just go straight back into it. We've talked about what art is. My guest here has mentioned that everybody can be a artist in their own little way, and also my guest has introduced himself, what he is, what he's into, and how he feels about art as well. Well, guys, I'll be asking, is art more about skill for you or is it emotion?
I'll say both, but it depends.
Which one is it more for you?
For me, both, because I need both emotion and skills.
Okay.
Emotion, because I'm a natural artist.
Okay.
Then skills, because I'm trying to make money from my art.
Yeah, that's a balance. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a balance. And in terms of, in what context, is it in photography context? In what context are you actually talking about when it comes to skills and emotions?
I think in every context for everybody. Because one, you need emotions to create your art.
True.
You need emotions. Then two, if you want to advance in it, probably you want to make something from it, get a career from it, you know, build a life from it, then you need to acquire skills as well.
So, right, thank you. That is plain and simple, guys. I hope you guys understood what my guest has said. Well, we'll be doing a game break now, and then we'll have another one later. This is something I do on my show every time. We always have a game segment, just so we're not acting all formal on the show, because it's Saturday morning and nobody wants that. We've had that Monday to Friday. So yeah, it's time for game, and this one is called Art or Chaos. I'll say something, you tell me if it's art or just confusion.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or just utter chaos. Example, abstract painting that looks like spilled paint. Is that art or is that just chaos?
Art.
Okay. Outfits that don't match at all, like they are not in sync, they don't match. Is that art or just confusion? But do you think person is trying to be creative or just whatever they've got?
Art.
You think that's art? Okay, I'm learning stuff, guys. TikTok dances and trending dances and all these trends on TikTok, are they art or they just confusion or chaos? Chaos on Instagram or chaos on social media, sorry.
I'll say modern art.
Modern Now you're going to take us to the next. What exactly is modern art? Because what do you mean by modern art?
They are using TikTok, modern technology.
Okay, okay. What about spoken words, poetry?
Pure art.
Pure art, okay. Guys, we're talking art. And my guest has mentioned two type of art in the studio today that I think it would need to dwell more on. He's mentioned modern art, he's mentioned pure art. So which art is impure and which one is pure? Which art is impure and which one is pure? What are you saying?
You said spoken words and poetry. Of course, those are pure art.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you say so. Guys, if you do not agree the decision my guest has made in the studio, please feel free to text me on WhatsApp and tell me what your own opinion is and why you think that it's not true. Because I don't agree with that TikTok dances thing. I think it's just pure chaos. Chaos, mainly for entertainment, rubbish. I think we're also confused people as well, because I see some of the dances and I'm like, why would I just wake up and want to join this trend? Why would I just want to start dancing this way? So I think it's just pure chaos. Pure chaos. I do not agree with you. All right, guys, don't be shy. It was your time to judge my guest on the show. This is your time to do what you want. So send it in. I will be reading it live on air. Also, the next thing we'll be going straight into is about us Africans as people, culture. So why is African creativity everywhere right now? Why do you think everyone is trying to imbibe what we do as Africans? Was it on Instagram? I was on Instagram and I could see a white lady, I think, is it Balenciaga now? A brand is trying to incorporate Iro and Buba into what they do, like what they sell. And I'm like, Iro and Buba is an African culture. It's mostly for the Yorubas. Why are they trying to? Why do you think our creativity is everywhere right now as Africans?
Well, I'll say African art is unique, and if you look at it very well, it looks like foundational art.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I think as Africans, we've learned to like do things for ourselves, even without technology. We grew up with that mentality of we can do anything we put our mind to. So even when it comes to creating things, we create things by ourselves without technology. And I think that's why everybody's trying to like just imbibe. And when you see things that we create with our hands, for example, batik, adire. Do you know what adire is called? Batik. We create batik with our hands, with wax and some other things. But yeah, basically. And when the prints, after the finished results, and you're in awe, like this actually looks very, very pretty. So I think to everyone in the world around there, when they see the prints that an African wear, like sometimes even when we wear what we know how to wear best as Africans, the African prints, Ankara and the likes, they're always like, "Ooh, that's a very nice color combination. Oh, that's a very nice print." And I think that's what just make African different as Africans. That's what makes our creativity stand out, because we can actually create things with our own hands and people can like see on us. We could wear, we could, you know, even in terms of plates, kitchen accessories, people can see that on us, like see what we use and, you know, just admire from afar and would like to incorporate into modern lifestyle. I mean, I interviewed a fashion designer last week. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. And she works with, she's the brain behind the old thing. The idea or our motivation is, wants to work with African prints to modernize it, like incorporate it into modern culture. Like you could just wake up and want to wear a Kara pants to work on a blazer.
Yeah.
And it just fits. So I think it's something that is doable, and that's what makes us African special.
Of course.
Do you agree? Yeah. I mean, as an artist, yeah, the creative person, I'm just saying my own opinion. I mean, we're having a conversation here about art. So do you agree with my opinion or do you not?
I agree with your opinion.
Guys, I was not doing anything. Would you consider fashion or streetwear a form of art? I know you're into street photography, though.
Yeah, so, of course, fashion is a form of art. You're creating, as I said.
Okay.
So, yeah, fashion is in the art world as well. Streetwear, streetwear is a form of fashion. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I think I agree with you as well. What role does street art play in cities like Manchester? I know you said Manchester is a beautiful place with lots of aesthetics and buildings and stuff, and that's why you're into street photography. But what role exactly does the street art play in cities like Manchester? I've walked past a street and I saw this guy's picture on the wall, painting on the wall. Was it Rashford?
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, you go first. I'm going to tell you what I think the street art play in cities like Manchester.
Okay. Well, I think number one, they use it to pass information to the people.
Okay.
Yeah. So it plays that role, and you know, it calls attention. So when that information is passed, it actually reaches the people. Then I think it's used to make the city beautiful as well, the streets beautiful. Then I think that also helps to unite the people.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes you see some kind of art in the street, that some kind of flags or some kind of signs, so it helps to unite the people as well.
Okay,
so
from different cultures and all of that.
So
right, that makes sense actually, and I could resonate with that because these are things that I have actually seen and experienced myself. You know, seeing even that, I think that painting was even made. What made me realize there's a player called Rashford in the first place.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever because I don't do too much of football, so I don't think I've ever watch Rashford play actually, and that was the first time it occurred to me that there's somebody actually called Rashford that plays. So yeah, I think the street art, the painting on the walls, it draws us together and unites us in a way that we don't even know as people, you know, from different culture, different places living in Manchester. Thank you. What's the most powerful piece of art you've ever experienced?
I would say the Mona Lisa.
Ooh. Most people talk about that. I still don't get it, but yeah, shoot. Why? Why is that the most powerful?
I guess because of the way I felt when I saw it. Yeah, it's just the feelings that come with it.
How did you feel? So I mean, if it's something you don't want to say on hair, that's fine. I just really want to like understand it.
Yeah, it's just
personal.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's like the second or third time I'm hearing this. I would like to understand it, but yeah. I don't get it. I think the only art that resonated with me was I went for an art exhibition here in Manchester, and his art is just so different. I think it's Michael he's called. His art is purely different, and it works with colours, works with to-dos, and it's just and it has meaning, and you can try to interpret it and will still make sense to you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I think there was one with blood and everything, and it just made me realize when he interpreted it, it said something about people will be people regardless of what you do. Like, if you're good, they will try you. If you're bad, they will try you. Just be you. Just be you. Admit the throwing and everything. Just be you. Do what you want. Do what makes you happy. But from the painting, it was just too beautiful to be interpreted that way. Yeah, I think that's one art that has really stuck with me. Okay, thank you for that. Have you ever changed your perspective on something important? You know, has art ever made you realize, oh, so this is what this is actually is and not what I've been thinking? Has it ever changed your perspective on anything important?
Yes. I think it's constantly changing the way I see the world. I don't know if just once or it's constantly changing the way I see the world. The more I take the pictures, the more I visit places to take the pictures, it's constantly changing the way I see the world.
Okay, that's good. Right, guys, we'll go on a short break. When we come back, I'll be doing a special shout out to one of you guys on her as well, and then we'll be playing jams back to back, and when we come back we'll be playing our games as well, the second round of game with our guest here in the studio. And also we'll be digging deep into art and all that heart is today on the show. It's still Saturday breakfast show, guys, with Tipsy, and I've got Nonso here with me, who is a creative director and also who is basically into art. Stay tuned, guys, we'll be right back.
Look at me, dada. As my dreadlocks are longer, I know say right now, now my time, I no go waste them, rara. I go use them, dada. I go use them, dada. You know say nest in a bastard. How they sleep, I'm jeje. So if I do you wrong, I apologize. For the people who they sympathize, I got go make them larger. Follow snakes and spiders. Make a wrong move, lose your life. Make it hard for your mother to sleep at night. Street no love you, rather. Some people they for mortuary. Some people they for hospital. Count your blessing one by one. Sure bet, yeah, time has come to lift our voices. Lift my voice in prayer.
Making
Guys, welcome back, and it's still Saturday Breakfast Show with Tipsy. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're listening from right now, turn up the volume because this is a very special birthday shout out. Today we are celebrating a phenomenal woman, an incredible wife, a loving mother, and a truly special person. This shout out is coming with lots of love from her husband Tunde and her wonderful children Dara Simi and Nifemi. They asked me to jump on the airwaves and let the whole world know just how much you mean to them. Tunde says you are his rock, his partner, his biggest cheerleader, and the woman who makes every day brighter. And the kids say they want you to know that you're the best mom they could ever ask for. Caring, supportive, loving, and always there for them. So today is all about you. Today we celebrate your smiles, your sacrifices, your strength, your kindness, and all the beautiful ways you make life better for everyone around you. On behalf of Tunde, Dara Simi, Nifemi, and Radio Africana, we wish you a beautiful birthday filled with laughter, joy, good health, and endless blessing and unforgettable moments. May this new year bring bigger wins, greater happiness, and everything your heart desires. Once again, happy birthday to an absolute queen from every one of us at Radio Africana. And Tunde says, enjoy your day, my love. I love you. Now, guys, let's keep the birthday vibe rolling with a special song for the queen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My moon, my light. Now I'll testify so much more than I ever thought you'd be. Do you see my love? I can make that sunrise in the west side. I can make you shine bright from the inside. If I have to do it for you, yeah, yeah. God bless the day you were born, cause baby, when you show, this for my life just start to the glow. And so I sing this for you.
Celebration for my baby, it's your day. Ori, hallelujah, lo my God every day. Take your time, do your dance, and do it all day long, yeah. Jubilation, oh baby, it's your day. Hallelujah, lo my shit every day. It's your time, dance all night.
Put myself in order. Make I no go by person daughter. No be only me be a lover. If not play, make you stop her. I beg you, make you use your upper. Before they say not only me the chopper. Go they put myself in order. Before they do what mugo for the matter. O pull pullo just the holla. Say the rumor on the yakpa. I bobby the bala bala. O bulla chai so buraba.
She let me climb on night. She coming right on time. She they giving me proto. Lolo. What I really want is your love. We making love on night.
Put down, she dey feel down, she dey lick down, it dey sweet down, I dey give down, but dey beat down, when she need down. Yo, oh, oh, yo, oh, 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 nobody no know. Say me and you don't, say me and you don't.
Robo, robo, le, girl, you wanna rap a style, le. Chuba can make you enter my way, girl, chop on my bae. Really, you dey make it my day, dey want you to make a man grace. I say, robo, robo, le, girl, you wanna rap a style, le. Come grind for me, girl, you can't. Rub on my chest, girl, you dey make it my day. Come wine for me, girl, you can't take. I say, robo, robo, le.
My Teresa, I dey put down, she dey feel down, she dey lick down.
listening, bro. I don't understand what you're doing. God, you need a direction.
Oh yeah, no. Oh yeah, no. Boo, come and do your love.
What's up on the time? What's up on the time? When I just did try, when I just did try. When I drop a song, I go need to dance. I do what I could get it, I did pay my price. Then I find the sound among all the sounds. I no get a name, I no sing a sound. Sound, sound, it's the money sound. I want the precise, I want the precise.
I be like militant, military, military, match up my enemy. Vigilant, vigilant, forgive me, Lord, I dey on your knees. Cemetery, cemetery, keep away, don't die before cemetery. Life ain't no easy, I know ain't no easy, just to be the capis.
For my city gone. You know be run from who you are. Man, waiting go be man is cast in stone.
Motuka law long power salute. Oh wadi wadi titi mo de sham you. I do pella long to come yo. Kade man shun tali shika de man yo.
Oh yo long, oh yo long. My mama leave me, yeah, you know long. Lost myself and I found my purpose. Yeah, every day I know that I am blessed. So tonight because you love me. Yeah, they can do me. Nothing man, no face. Survive today. These kind things in our life we do.
Welcome back, guys, to Saturday Breakfast Show, to your Saturday morning. We tipsy. Hope your tea or coffee is still warm. Well, we'll continue our conversation on heart, and I've got here with me none, so I'm not doing it by myself. But now we are going deeper. We're going into identity. We're going into culture. We've been talking about African creativity as well before we went on break, and how creativity shapes who we are. Well, back to the conversation none. So, how are you feeling in the studio today, anyway?
Yeah, as usual. Feeling great.
Yeah, feeling great. I mean, you're always feeling great. Well, okay. How does art reflect where we come from? You know, even as Africans, anybody in the world, as British, whatever it is, Mexicans, how does art reflect who we are? How does art reflect where we actually came from?
First, like we said earlier, art is like creating. So, when you're speaking about where you come from, so that's like your environment. So I think arts can reflect that, because for example, like if you are, for example, Nigerian, if you are from Benin, then your art will probably be, you know how the Benin art is like.
No, I don't. I told you on Saturday Breakfast Show, we are nosy. We want to know everything. All the tea, spill it.
Then probably if you are European, your art will actually reflect where you're from, because
yeah,
kind of art you present to the world. If you are Asian, the Chinese kind of art. So I think
it'll be Kung Fu if you're Chinese.
So everyone has, you know,
if you're
going to identity, everyone has the way art reflects.
Have you been to London?
Not yet.
Okay, but you've been to Edinburgh.
Yeah,
at least that I know about.
Yeah.
What would you say stood out for you in any, compared to Manchester? What stood out for you actually?
Their architecture is very different.
Very different.
Yeah.
Is it more of nature?
More gothic.
Gothic, okay.
Yeah, in Edinburgh.
Sounds interesting.
More gothic.
Okay.
Older kind of architecture.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I bet you really had a lot of pictures to take.
Yeah, I did.
In terms of street photography.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. What kind of art speaks to your soul?
My soul?
What kind of art strikes it for you?
I'll say music.
Music? That takes us to the next question. Has any song ever healed you? Now, maybe it took you through a phase in life and you could not stop listening to
this song. Of course,
constantly. So yeah, give us an example. Which song and what happened? Like, what space were you in? Were you heartbroken? Did a girl break your heart? Tell me now.
I would say, lately, let me just speak of the ones happening lately.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to hear. Tell us all the gossip and tea, everything we want to hear.
Okay, I'll say lately, jazz.
Jazz?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been helping me. You know.
What phase of life are you in right now? We need to be sure.
Maintain a certain kind of frequency, you know, helping me maintain a certain, so
bless
not,
you
not dropping,
so who's your favorite jazz artist?
Do you know about AI creating music and stuff?
Yeah I do.
Yeah, so that's the kind of
my god,
futuristic jazz.
I mean, there's a couple of AI songs out there actually trending.
But of course, I like Fela very well.
You like Fela?
Fela jazz is very nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So AI has been creating jazz for you, and I've been taking you through this phase of life.
Yeah.
You have AI to thank for that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What do you think is stopping people from fully expressing themselves, the creative side of them?
Fear of maybe rejection.
Okay, that is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
What if people don't like what I'm creating?
Yeah, and maybe being timid,
shy.
Yeah, shy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get that a lot. Most of my friends are like, no, don't post it. I think I'm too shy.
Yeah. So
I get that a lot. Do you think that should restrict their creativity? Do you think that should be an excuse for anybody not to be out there, not to put themselves out there, if they are talented, if they know they've actually got this, but just scared of what people would say, if it'll be accepted, or maybe just shy?
I think it's a good excuse, but hopefully with time you grow out of it. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Okay, so I do not agree with you on that. I don't think it's a good excuse. I don't think it's a good excuse not to put yourself out there. I don't think it's a good excuse not to do what you love doing. I mean, why would you not want to create something you know you can do better than even somebody you're seeing doing it? So you know, okay, I'm looking up to this person, I think I can even do better than them. But the reason why I'm not doing it now is because I'm shy.
That's why I said for at the time is a good excuse.
No, you need to actually put yourself out there.
We just hope you grow out of it. Like, grow out of that.
We're not hoping you grow out of it. We are telling you to get up. and do it now.
Of course.
Get up and act fast, guys. There's no time. Time waits for no one. If you know you're creative, you know you can achieve something, start now. Now is the time to start. Tick all the boxes you need to tick, do all the research you need to do, and start now. Time waits for nobody, guys. Nobody. Do you think that everybody actually resonates with what you do, street photography? Do you think it's going to be appealing to everyone? Were you not thinking about that before you started taking pictures? Like, what if they don't like it? Being an African, especially.
Ooh. Okay. Firstly, in my depths of heart, I want everybody to like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing it for everybody. I want everybody to actually see it and connect with it. Or okay. Be like, okay, I see what this guy is doing and I like what he's doing. So... yeah, I want everybody to like it. Okay. For me, well, for them, I don't know. I don't know, of course. I don't know. But for me, I want everybody to like it.
That's, right. So you're like, just trying to tell us now on the show that you don't care what anybody else thinks about your heart. You don't care about us. You're just doing it for yourself because that's what you like to do.
No.
And I think that's what my followers, listeners, audience should do as well.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you think about the negative aspect of things. People will always not like what you do. People will always not like what you wear. And there are some people out there that would adore what you do and what you wear.
Yeah.
So I think we should always stay positive in whatever we do, whatever thoughts, whatever that is going on in our head all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've chosen not to care about us. Those that we don't like street photography.
I do care about you guys.
Okay.
What I mean is, like, I'm trying to project myself and I'm saying, like, I really want everybody to be able to connect.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you for that. Well, the next thing we'll be doing is the second aspect of the game, and then we can dive more into questions. I'm going to be asking you questions. This will be your photographer, isn't it? So this will be camera roll confession segment.
Okay.
And my first question to you will be, what's the last photo you took? As a photographer,
last photos yesterday. Oh, is it a professional picture or just a random?
Like
picture?
Your street photographer.
Oh, thing. Yesterday.
What was it? What was in the picture?
I was trying to capture movement and architecture as well for the background and the movement of cars and coming up.
That's soon. Okay. We can't wait. what's the oldest photo you can't delete? And you've had it and you're like, no, you don't want to delete this picture because she's probably very nice.
Ooh, for a photographer, that's a lot. There's a lot of pictures. There's a lot of pictures. I can't remember anyone right now. But I don't want to delete any of my pictures. I keep all of them.
Oh, so all your pictures are for keepsake?
Archive them, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, now we know that. We've met someone that didn't want to delete their picture. One photo you wish you would capture?
Right now, the biggest one for me right now is Giza, the pyramids of Giza.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I want to capture. Right, that's, I think.
That's nice. Have you been to Egypt before?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Your plan. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait to see what you capture. Can't wait to see the pictures through your lens.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it so many places, but I'd like to see you through your lens.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The next one will be these or that.
Okay.
So you tell us which one do you prefer. So this would be the art edition. Would you prefer a pencil or paint?
Paint.
Museum or street art?
Both.
Pick one. You have to pick one. Come on.
Museum, because not museum, but I'm trying to give reasons why I'm picking both.
I'm listening.
Museums, because I'm trying to encourage other artists. I like their work. I want to see their work. I want to also take their work in my own perspective and see as it comes out. Then street art, because like that's purely me, like my creativity and all of that. I don't know, so I think both.
Okay. Portrait or landscape?
Must I pick one?
Yes, you have to. Why are you laughing? Portrait or landscape, you have to pick one. I mean, I think as a photographer, in as much as you guys take pictures in both, you have one that you really like. constantly use, let's put it that way.
Landscape.
Okay. Photography edition, Canon or Nikon, which one would you prefer?
All right, now I use a Nikon, so of course.
Use a Nikon, okay. Black and white or colored?
Ooh. I think you need both.
Both, okay.
Yeah.
Sunrise or sunset?
Ooh.
I know they are tough questions, and that's why it's a game.
Like when I take pictures as well, like, because I don't edit my pictures, like the ones I sell, so I like to take them at specific times. So sometimes I go out in the morning, very early morning, to take sunrise.
Yeah.
And sometimes I go out, I check time and check for sunset, and I go out at exactly that time to take sunset as well.
Okay.
So coming here and picking ones is not going to be fair. So yeah.
You have to pick one. you picked two in like the art edition. You picked one, another two in photography edition. So we need you to pick one now. Because what do you mean, museum and street?
Sunset,
perfect. Okay, in the music edition, which lyrics or melody?
Melody.
Yeah, I'm more of a melody person as well. Who cares what the lyrics are? Concert or studio section? I don't want to be seeing the BS and how it's produced. I just want to see the concert, like the one is produced, it's already done, and we're all shouting and singing the song along with you.
But like I told you, I'm into music before, so I would also like to see the studio section if I can.
Yeah, that's why we've asked you, concert or studio section. You're picking studio section. Okay, we're proud of you, bro. Yes, guys, thank you for joining us on the game section. This is the second game segment, and I don't know, I just don't feel good about what he's done now. Not proud of you, really. Ooh. Because we expected you to pick one out of it, and you're picking both. I'm sure my audience agree with me, and they might be on your side, but I'll be surprised. Because I'm the one doing Saturday Breakfast Show, isn't it? I'm the also Saturday Breakfast Show. So they should be on my side, automatically. What do you think? Do you think they'll be on your side?
I think you have some on your side, some on my side.
You're just trying to make me feel good. Well, guys, it's still Saturday Breakfast Show. We're talking art, and I've got Nonso here with me. I hope you guys are still staying locked in. If you're not, I'm coming for every one of you in your houses. So you have to be locked in. Well, stay